Bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Healing Fountain. This is Gary. I'm the co-host, and we have two very special guests with us tonight. It's about time that they became special guests, as they've been the hosts of this show for the long time. But today they are coming on, and they're going to be the guests with us. Ladies, Marika and Shauna, are you there? Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
I'm here. Are you there? Yeah.
Hey, there you are. You made it.
Yeah,
we did. We have been guests before, actually, haven't we, Marika?
Yeah, we never did it together, huh?
No, we didn't do it together. No.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd try something a little bit different. And we're Marika and I have chosen to focus on healing the inner child this week, as there are quite a few initiates stepping forward to do the initiation ceremony on the gold ring, and it can take some people weeks, months, and even years to heal their inner child. So we thought it wouldn't hurt to just make a start on that. So more about that in a little while.
Yeah. And
in the meantime,
it's so important to heal the inner child, to get in touch and to be part of the inner child is the kingdom of heaven. I mean, I've heard this, you know, through the ancients, the kingdom of heaven was entered through the heart of a child, yes?
Yes. Yeah. And that's how we contact our inner child, through our heart chakra, not through the head center.
Ah. Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. Keep the heart as light as a feather. It's about, you know, laughter and having fun and being silly.
Of course it is.
Yes. Playing.
A man after my own heart.
Yes,
okay,
you are.
Then, so we're going to do a beautiful song by Shauna Noll, and it's called How Could Anyone?
How could anyone
It's a lovely song.
Yeah, beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Really. So, people, I got a link for you for seeing the YouTube meditation together in a little while. You can click on the link, then pause the player and turn the volume down, please. And then make sure that you mute it. And in the meanwhile, we're going to talk a little bit about healing the inner child. So I let Sean Christie speak first, and then I come on.
All right.
Okay, Sean.
Okay, then. Well, I was just going to say that it's imperative that we release all the emotional baggage, just as we would clean our houses, because as the new cannot enter unless the old is banished first. And we can feel very heavy and stuck on our path if we don't do this. Also, old hurts can penetrate our organs, causing disease, and we may feel out of alignment with the light by hanging on to negativity. Because the only barriers between ourselves and the light are those that we create ourselves. Clearing out increases our vibration, making it easier to rise above the negativity. And in this new radiant consciousness, we can see where those negative energies are around us and others. And when we've done this and connect with others, a great flow of light emerges from our combined energy fields, radiating healing out on all levels. So it's certainly worth doing a bit of work on your inner child. But you had an experience, did you, Marika? Well, I had an experience, but go on, you tell us your
story. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay. Yes, in fact, I have a lot of experience because I didn't heal my inner child at once, but it was a process of years. But one of the last experiences, I'm sorry, I had was that I was with someone on Skype, and we did a Reiki session together, and we went to the pain that she had as a child just to let her go through that experience again. So we went deeper and deeper, you know, and then I was standing next to her, holding my arm around her, and I say, we are in the now. And the hurt is not in it now. It was when we were a child, when we were small. And then I saw her and me high above the sky, in front of my third eye, above the earth. And then below us, I saw the sun and the moon underneath us, and I saw a golden light. It was really beautiful, shining. It was... Yeah.
Wow.
It was higher
the great Logos,
than
you saw the great Logos, the central sun. Yeah, because I've been I had my near-death experience.
Oh, yeah? And so, you went there then? I didn't even know that it was that place. I only knew I saw the earth and the sun on the one side, the moon on the other side, and above that it was the golden light, so beautiful. And
wow.
Then we were in that space together, and then I felt angelic beings there. So I asked them, can you please help me healing her? And then I saw her, and she became surrounded by pink light, like a warm, cloudy blanket. And that was when she got healed. So that was such a beautiful experience. And then, after the session, I hear an echo.
That was
yes,
lovely.
It was my, it was beautiful.
And after that session, I realized that I was crying myself because I always need hugs and everything from everybody to feel myself good. And as a child, I often felt very lonely, and I know that most of the light workers have that feeling. They recognize it. And then I cried, but then I stood up and I decided, well, why shouldn't I ask it for myself. I can ask it for someone who I love very much, and then I need to ask it for myself. So after I finished crying, I went to that space myself, and I asked, and I got the same, and then I smiled. So that was my experience.
That was really lovely, beautiful. Yeah, why not? I mean, we have every right to ask for healing for ourselves.
Yes,
because how can we heal anybody else if we need healing ourselves?
Yeah.
Yes.
Indeed.
And also,
so in fact,
we want to reach. Sorry.
Yeah, so in
we want to reach.
Your turn. Okay. In fact, asking for healing for someone else, I began to realize that I have to that I wasn't healed completely myself. My inner child was still feeling lonely and being a little bit afraid and crying, you know. So then I could see myself as a little child and hug, embrace myself, you know, as a kid and ask healing and get it. So in fact, she healed me too.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And that happened when you were a small child, yes? When you were little?
No.
No, this happened recently. This happened, I think, about no longer than a year ago.
Oh.
And the thing is, you're never too old to heal the inner child.
Oh, no.
Because your inner child is with you all your life. And in fact, really, it gives us our youth and our vibrancy and our joie de vivre, don't you think? I think when you haven't got your inner child with you, you get old quicker. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm going to be infantile all my life.
and that's really a little while after that, I had my first experience in the sweat lodge, and there I became my own mother and gave birth to my own child. So I could, because of that experience, I could decide which kind of mother I should be to my own inner child, and I decided that she... I should be the most loving mother to her and embrace her and gave a birth to my own child. And I saw that happening all. So it's a process. It's just one experience I share now, but there are a lot. But it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And in the sweat lodge, I think the Native Americans, they teach you really that it to have joy, to feel the child and to dance and sing and be happy, you know. And sometimes, when I'm, for example, at my job now, then I'm doing crazy things and dancing around, and they look at me like I'm crazy. In fact, I'm healed.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's what they taught us is when you crawl into the sweat lodge, to crawl in with the heart of the child, with the wide open, wide eyed innocence of the child. Yeah.
Great.
And all it takes is a revelation like that, Marika, where you just get all it takes is that thought and change your perspective around to something else. And to be open to that, say, you know, if I can ask this for somebody else, I can ask this for me too.
Okay, then. Shall we watch the beautiful video? We've got a beautiful video from the same vocalist that we played a minute ago, Sean and Noel, which is absolutely beautiful.
Can everybody please send a heart up in the chat room so that we can see.
Right, just go ahead and click the link to the YouTube video, pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, and we will count everybody down and play it and listen at the same time. So here we are.
Will do.
Waiting for the hearts.
Yes, here they come.
Here they come.
Mm-hmm. But in fact, when we are children, they teach us not to be like a child when you are an adult, you know. That's a shame, you know, because in fact we need to teach our children to always remember their child within, even when they grow up.
Yes, and to remember and honor your intuition,
yes.
Your intuitive side. When you get those nudges from within.
I think men find it easier than women, don't you, Marika? Because I think men are always boys, don't you? Men are boys with boys.
Are you kidding me? I've never grown up. Being an adult is overrated. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm having way too much fun.
Okay. We have enough hearts, I think. Everybody got it.
Yeah, it looks like everybody's ready. So, Marika, with your inimitable style, go ahead and count us down from your closet.
Okay, here we go. My closet bench. Like a child. Okay. Here I go. Okay, here we go, guys. I'm going to count you down. And my sound is better because I'm in my closet bed. So that was a little joke, but it's really true. So I'm like a little girl in my bed here. So good that you don't see me. But here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy it. Precious child.
Right now, it's time for our candle ceremony. So we're lighting our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. Also, because fire is a very powerful tool, along with prayer and focused intention, it helps us to manifest our goals, which are to send love and healing out to all mankind. And this evening, or this afternoon, to heal our inner child. So I'm lighting my candle. I've already lit my incense, which is giving off the most gorgeous smell. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. There's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and as three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to say the names three times. So we're going to say, Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love, light, and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light, and healing out to all mankind and around the world, and to our inner child, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We would also like to ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Thank you. Please be with us now. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love and light, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 28 therapists in the room, sending out healing of all sorts, all modalities. It doesn't matter, it all comes from the same source. And now we're going to ask that Marika does the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sharma. Dearest Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with Mother Earth become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, we take a deep breath again. We feel the beating of her heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move from the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We can feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They are overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection again. And we know Mitakoye Oyashi, we are all related. By the time the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up where we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And we see that the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in gray is your own name. And write it down with the intention to heal your inner child. Take a pencil in a beautiful color, or make a nice font and write your name in there. Please go ahead. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down their names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a moment of time to write the names down. Please go ahead. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops lightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude. And now sit down very comfortable and feel you are surrounded by this energy. And listen and enjoy the wonderful meditation of Sean Christie. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marika. That was beautiful. And we're going to ask you to just relax. Sitting comfortably on your seat, with your feet touching the floor, grounding you to Mother Earth, and preferably closing your eyes. Focus on your breathing. It is in the breath that we connect with all that is. Take four long deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, or whichever is most comfortable for you. Going deeper and deeper. See a beautiful golden white light resting on the top of the head, traveling down the face, relaxing all the muscles, down the neck, relaxing the muscles, down your chest and back, down your arms, into the abdomen, relaxing all the muscles that it passes, bringing in the love and light. Goes down into your thighs, down the legs, out through the feet, and down into Mother Earth, to the heart of Gaia. Keep focusing on your breathing. Breathing in all the love, light and healing. Breathing out all the problems of the day. All the hurt. All the pain. All the frustrations. Wrap your roots around the beautiful blue-white crystal at the heart of Gaia, bringing the light back up the legs into the body. Focus now on your chakras, on the colors, starting with the base chakra, red, then the orange and yellow of the chakras below the waist, connecting you to Mother Earth. See the three chakras spinning, resonating, channeling. Then see the chakras above the waist connecting you to the Creator. See the colors green, blue, the magenta of the third eye chakra, the white chakra, the gold and silver, the chakras that connect you to all that is. See the chakras spinning, resonating, channeling. We connect with our inner child through the heart center, not the head center. And we are connecting with it in the presence of the angelic realm. Can you see a little child? The child is fragile, delicate, intricate. And whatever the child has felt, lonely, sad, lost, happy and scared, unhappy and scared. The little child is you. Touch the child. Touch it with your heart. The child is a little bit rebellious and does not know about the rules of the world, the taboos of the tribe, and the do's and don'ts of what is expected. And usually the child was slapped back into place. The child may have been programmed to develop defense mechanisms by a parent who worried about it. That occurs when a signal is sent to the child that is vulnerable to illness or to people who may want to harm it. One of the defense mechanisms which may develop is the turtle complex, hiding in the shell, fearing emotional contact, or an offensive mechanism may develop, which deters other people from getting close. Forgive your parents for this. Even if you feel that your parents didn't worry about you enough, causing you to feel abandoned. Parents, unless they understand what parenting is all about, can only go off their own experiences, making poor parenting a vicious circle if that is how themselves were parented. Make a conscious decision to break that circle when it comes to parenting your own child, unless you have already done so. Gradually, the child is taught to ignore the small still voice within, which is its guiding light, and told what to do and how to behave, taking away its power, self-confidence, and freedom to follow its path and reach its full potential. We believe what we are taught to believe, which is also a self-fulfilling prophecy. What we believe, we become. Then we resent the fact that we're being told what to do. The child may be taught that it is unworthy, are only worthy if certain conditions exist. For example, if the child is good looking or talented. This can sometimes cause the child to have to spend its life seeking approval and may cause him or her to associate success with material possessions, for example. So we're going to ask the Archangel Michael, our protector, to cut the child free from all past programming on any dimension which does not serve the highest good. The child is you. Take the child on your lap and give it a hug and a kiss. Stroke the child's hair and tell him or her that you love him or her. Forgive the child for any pain it may have caused you, and ask the child to forgive you for any pain you have caused it. Give the child a toy to play with, and thank the child, and ask if you may visit again in the future. Now we're going to leave you with your angels who will help you with the healing process, help you to take back your power, your sovereignty as a creator, being that you're a son or daughter of the creator. You are a creator, and know that you are truly worthy as a whole and perfect child of all that is. And we'll come back for you shortly. And that was a beautiful voice of Sarah McLachlan, In the Arms of an Angel. Oh, it was lovely. And now it's time to return as the whole and perfect being that you are, to take your rightful place as a creator, reaching all your full potential. And it's time also to close our chakras, if you'd like to close them. If you haven't been meditating for very long, it's better that you do close them. But if you've been meditating for quite a while and you know how to protect yourself, you can leave them open just as much as it is comfortable for you. And to close them, we go to the top of our head, pretending that we have doors, closing our crown chakra. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. And to the navel, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that door. Or leaving that one open, just enough to keep you grounded to Mother Earth. And we're going to ask that the Archangel Michael put us into a beautiful pyramid of purple light. He's going to take you by the hand and put you into the purple pyramid. Seal it at the top with a blue seal. Can you seal the beautiful light in the walls of the purple pyramid? It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a very ancient pyramid that was used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. And you can erect the pyramid around your house or your street or your whole country or the universe, if you can imagine it to be so big. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to give us his protection until the next time we meet, or the next time that you open all your chakras to meditate. Thank you. I want to thank the angelic realm for being here with us today. They're with us all the time. All we have to do is just remind ourselves that they're there all the time and ask for their assistance. Thank you. Now Decahedron is saying he doesn't use a seal, he has a blue dolphin. Well, whatever. That was called Within Us. Who was that by, Marika?
I don't know for sure, because I don't have the name. I think Enigma or something. That was beautiful,
Enigma.
Eh?
Gorgeous.
I think. I don't know for sure. Yeah, and your meditation was really gorgeous, too.
I have
Thank
to
you.
Say that was absolutely beautiful. What a beautiful
yeah.
meditation.
Thank you. Well, at one time, I thought I was going to have to swap teeth with the dog. It was because I like to do it now and live so that we're in the now, you know, that I said I thought the dog might have my teeth in.
It was beautiful.
So anyway, because we're dealing with the inner child tonight, we've got some inner child songs to play, don't we?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we do.
You chose one. Yeah, Marika chose one, didn't you? You could play that Dutch one.
Yeah, okay. I could not decide which one to play, but I played the Dutch one then. Okay.
Well, give us a little description about the song.
Yeah,
I don't know about it.
I
shall post a link in the chat room, then people can see how the show is, because it was, I think I was 4 years old, and it's Heidi, and it's a German story, but they translated it into Dutch, and it was a little girl, and she ran on green hills, and she felt free, and everything, and the song was really happy, and so I like to play it, because when you healed your inner child, and you go back to your childhood memories, they don't hurt anymore. That's what I refuse them. A long time, because I felt so much pain, you know, and now it's healed, and now I can really enjoy this song and play it to honor my inner child and to share it with you all.
So you can go back and re-experience the child again, and it's fun for you again. Beautiful.
Yeah.
See how amazing that is when we've healed our inner child, and all it takes is that thought.
Yeah. And we can enjoy it again. So that's so beautiful. And to realize that all things, as a child, that you, for me personally, that I was looking around the world, you know, and when I was a child, and I thought, what is this place? Is everybody crazy? You know, because I felt so different. But
mm-hmm.
now I know. But as a child, I couldn't understand why that was, and my people didn't understand what I was saying. But now I know they are different. The people that in my environment were different. But that was to teach me, actually, to be a pillar of light, you know. When you are surrounded by only light, you can never discover that you're a pillar of light yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, Heidi was a classic. That became a favorite all over the world. It was big in America. In the 1930s, they made films with it. Shirley Temple starred in one about Heidi. Yeah, it's a classic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fabulous book.
Mm-hmm.
Shall fabulous we listen to it
well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
let's hear it.
Here we go. Okay.
Thank you.
So that was fun.
How cute is that?
Yeah.
Do you remember the words to that song?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I know. Yes, I can still sing it.
Come on, man. Sing it. Sing it.
I know.
Go ahead. Sing it. Heidi, Heidi. Yeah, come on.
Oh, no.
You put
you
me
make,
on the spot,
you
man.
Make me, yeah. Don't put me on the spot yet. But you
in any way.
It's a song of Heidi, of joy and of sadness. And
yeah,
and that's life, you know. That's what it's about. So, Heidi, hello, yeah.
Heidi, hello.
So, we're going to have time for Never Ending Story as well, aren't we? That's one of my favorites.
Oh,
the song
yeah.
from Never Ending Story. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The film was fabulous, wasn't it? Did you see the film, Gary?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
And then there was Never Ending Story 2. Yeah.
Right.
Brilliant.
Oh,
I love that big white dog.
Didn't Walt Disney put that one out? I don't remember.
Probably.
Walt Disney Films or something.
I saw it as a child, yes. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Really my favorite. And when I was a grown-up, I saw it again, and then I saw how spiritual that was, you know. And then you recognize why you loved it as a child. So that they plant the seeds in us already when we are children by show the ones beyond the veil is how I see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, I bet Jivanda knows the words of that song as well.
Of what song?
I just have the one you just played. I bet Jivanda knows it. Yeah.
Look at this. We even woke up Jason. He actually typed in the chat room, Never Ending Story Rule.
You know what it means? We have a girl group in the Netherlands called Kadri, and they sing, it's kissing day. It's day for kisses. It's kusjesdag. Vandaag is het kusjesdag.
Well, I was just going to say, the Never Ending Story was sung by Limahl. And he is from Wigan, which is about, well, my daughter-in-law is from Wigan. It's only about 6 or 7 miles away from here.
Uh-huh.
I never actually met him, but he is from Wigan, which is really close to where I live now.
Mm.
So, but I love the song. It's great.
Yeah. Okay, here we go then.
All right.
Never ending story.
I love that one. Can I just thank everybody for being here and for helping to co-create this wonderful energy, as
Absolutely.
Usual?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you all for being here.
And we've got a fabulous show lined up next week. We are hoping to have Marcus, for Healing for Inner Peace. He's got a lovely new meditation, and I've asked him if he would like to be our special guest next week. So I'm just waiting to hear back from that. But we've got a special song for you, Gary, don't we? And you're going to tell us all about your song.
Oh,
it is.
Well, I had the privilege, you know, speaking about inner child. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and they used to have a children's show that aired daily at on the local channel there. And after I grew up and got into college and started studying broadcasting, I became an intern at this TV station. It was KPHO Channel 5 in Phoenix, and I would actually get to tape the children's show. The name of the kids' show was called Wallace and Ladmo. It was a Wallace and Ladmo show, and there had a third character. His name was Pat McMahon. And every day they'd do skits and silly comedy things and cartoons, play lots of cartoons, and it was all geared toward children. And I grew up actually watching this show as a kid, and then when I got into college. I got to actually tape this show and be a part of it. I ran camera, and I also ran the video switching board while taping this particular program in the 80s when I was going to college. And these guys actually became friends of mine. So it was talking about staying in touch with your inner child, you know. And the show, even to this day, has the distinction, I guess you call it, of being the longest running children's show in the United States. So it's called the Wallace and Ladmo Show, taped in Phoenix, Arizona, where I grew up. And this was the theme song of the show. And it's just a quick little thing. But I used to listen to this every day. And it's mostly an instrumental, but it's kind of
silly. It's only instrumental. Yeah, it's only instrumental, this. What do I have? But shall I play it?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. The theme song. And that's pretty much it. But
it sounds a bit like Heidi did this talk.
Somebody had archived a bunch of the old programs, and there's actually one episode in YouTube where I was actually the cameraman on back in the 80s. So,
wow. Well, that was a short one, wasn't it?
Yes.
How long
talk about inner child.
Yeah.
Just a couple minutes, but yeah, talk about inner child and being able to take your childhood into adulthood, and you know, there are a lot of things that you know also get you know attempted to be conditioned out of it. Maybe that's part of why I'm such a kid at heart anyway, because I got to experience that. But it was a pretty cool thing. And if you were a kid in Phoenix, Wallace and Ladmo were like, they were almost like gods, you know, very very. Mm-hmm. Very popular people, so it was kind of neat.
And your song, Shanna.
Yes.
Oh, mine is Happy Days, that we're going to play out with Happy Days. That was one of my favorite sitcoms from the 80s. Do you remember Happy Days? Yeah. It wasn't so much when I was a child, but it sort of reminded me of my childhood because it was quite nostalgic, wasn't it? It sort of set... It was in the 80s, but it was sort of set in the 60s or even the 50s, wasn't it? With the
50s
family.
And 60s, yeah.
Yeah,
it
seemed really nostalgic. Blimey neck, I'm not that old. Well,
yeah.
Not that I would admit to anyway. But Yeah, it's one of the favorite ones.
You learned it in the 80s then, Shala. Just with me.
Pardon? Yeah, that was my heyday, the 80s. Yeah.
Well, that was from the 80s. That was before my time. I read about it.
Oh, was it? Oh, it's only a babby.
Oh, shall we play it? Because otherwise the people cannot enjoy it anymore.
We need to play out with that. So don't forget to drink loads of water to release the toxins. Thank you for joining us. Okay.
Yes, don't forget to drink heavily. I mean, drink lots of water.
Water.
Bye, everybody. I love you.
Bye.
Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. So right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all.